distinctive.
Can we expect that many of these films you've mentioned will, in fact, be opening in the United States?
They all will. And I think that's one other I want to mention is a very fine documentary about the singer Amy Winehouse called Amy, the great British singer who died tragically at age 27. This is a really detailed look at her life and her music. That's going to be coming, and that's also not to be missed.
Ken, thanks for the preview.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Kenneth Turan of Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading at this hour. Hard red winter July wheat, 5.39 and three quarters, down 15 and a quarter. September, 5.50 and a quarter, down 14 and a quarter. Soft July wheat, that's the one that used to make the bread, is 5.07 and a quarter, down 14 and a half. September, 5.15, down 14 and a half. July corn, 3.60 and a half, down 7 and a quarter. September, 3.67 and three quarters, down 7 and a half. December, 3.78 and a half, down 7 and a quarter. Now 7 even. Remember, these are live quotes. And July of 16 are 403, and it's down 6 and 3 quarters. July beans, 943 and a half, down 11. September's 926 and a quarter, down 11 and a half. November, 923 and a half, down 11 and a half. July soybean meal, 305.90, down 210. July soybean oil, 32.12, down 66. June live cattle, 151.47 and a half, now 52 and a half, down 5 cents. May feeders remaining the only thing green on the screen I have. I don't have gold and oil and those kind of things, but in the cup. In the commodities I carry, May feeder cattle, 219.45, up 47 and a half. And June lean hogs are 81.62 and a half, and they're down 77 and one half. Joining me on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, there's not a lot to be said on the bullish front today, it looks like.
Well, it depends on if you were a dollar bull, there's quite a bit there.
Yeah, you know, if you were a dollar bull,
we're up 1.2% here on the dollar. So that's one of the big things to talk about today, and I think it's, you know, helping put a little pressure on things with the dollar rebounding that much.
And it is, and one then wonders, because of how far it's rebounded, whether or not technically we're looking at something a little bit higher down the road.
You know, I think that a couple of the big statisticians on the analysts on the news wires are sort of making that comment this morning. I think David Hightower said something like that. You know, the other thing was the cold wasn't quite as cold and quite as widespread last night as what was forecast and probably what we put in the wheat market yesterday. And, of course, that's hitting it pretty hard there. Didn't get in many of the bean planted areas to knock off those, the North and South Dakota area. You know, there aren't too many beans emerged up there, so it couldn't freeze too many of them off. But that's one thing. You know, and of course we noticed the bean oil was lower yesterday. That was the weak link because of the weaker palm oil and increased Malaysian palm oil reserves. So that and the planting progress sort of put a negative bias to things as we come in here.
So we have the dollar rallying. We have the idea that vegetation wasn't burned back as much up in north, and that probably tomorrow morning will be a similar scenario. So I guess the question is, how much weather premium is in wheat as it relates then to the flooding that we've been seeing down in Texas and down in Oklahoma? And is that premium still in there in the marketplace?
Yeah, part of it is, Dave. I mean, we're still above the $5 on the July wheat here. You know, we looked out, we saw a few of the advisory firms that advised selling some July 16 wheat between that 575 and 580 mark yesterday. So, yeah, there's still some weather premium for some of that in there. You know, we were up 70 cents in the wheat, and we're only down 15. So there's still a little weather premium left in there.
All right, let's turn our attention to soybeans, which Boy, oh boy, ugly. A new low today for its move.
Yeah, you know, we saw Informa come out and raise the bean numbers quite a bit as what they thought would be planted. We've seen a little bit of activity that sort of, and they also lowered the corn acres a little bit, that's saying we might see a few more corn acres that got planted to beans, and looking along the way the ratio was. But basically along the way, these beans, that carry out that the USDA said, that 500 million, the slowness of the export sales here and what's looking at, and every time you turn around, somebody's saying that South American beans might even be a little better than what we were already predicting them. That, the only thing positive going on really there is the meal demand has been fairly good, and that Argentina continues to have some strikes down the Rosario area that might slow a few things up. But other than that, why, we're getting mostly negative news in the bean market.
So I guess the question is, from a value perspective for a hedger, does an out-of-value put make any sense? An out-of-the-money put.
Boy, an out-of-the-money put here, you know, we're at 922 today. That's going to be a $9 put. If we would go to that 8850, maybe it does. You know, like I say, we've got to look at a way to, pay for something like that by selling something else against it. Otherwise, why, it's sort of like locking in a loss.
Mm. So, oh boy, there's not a lot of positive options here today, then, is there?
No, we're on a down day. We need to have a day where we get some sort of weather premium put back in and whatever to do an awful lot. You know, there are some people that think, you know, as we get down closer, we did take out the 950
right
in the July beans today, and that, of course, is another negative thing. So, you know, if you look at most of the projections, maybe there is something to sell that we could go on lower with a $9 put. If we went to 850, it'd be 50 cents in the money.
And it really doesn't look or feel, I mean, I don't know what the weather's going to be in 14 days, but it doesn't seem as though traders are very concerned about planning progress.
Well, you know, 85%, 45%, yeah, both ahead of normal, both of us looking for, 4 to 5 days of clear weather in most every area over the next 2 weeks. We can make a lot of progress, Dave, in that. When we know with our machinery that if that happens, we're in good shape. So there isn't a lot of concern. Yeah.
So the question is, at what point, given all the bearish fundamentals and the bearish technicals that we talked about, is it likely that beans corn turns sideways and meander perhaps into the end of June and the acreage report?
Oh, I think I think that we're going to get to those levels here fairly soon. Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to be awfully hard to take new crop beans under the $9 mark here until we get a little farther down the line. I think it's going to be awfully hard to take corn much under, as we look at the December crop, much under 350 until we get a little farther down the road. Well, you know, it's at those levels, I think that where we stabilized before, or a little below that, I think that we will see a sideways trade develop until we see a little more weather experience down the road, to see an awful lot of time to have either good or bad weather between now and pollination.
Turn our attention to livestock for a bit, Wayne, and let me ask you, do you think hogs are on some shaky ground here from a technical and fundamental standpoint?
Well, I think, you know, as we look at the hogs here, we've gained some back. I think that we're, you know, coming down a little bit. We got some good numbers in the hogs. I think that the one thing that may be helping the hogs is, we don't have as much chicken on hand to be as competition. But all in all, that way, you know, the one thing is we look at the livestock, they said that all the rain out west has helped the pastures immensely, mm-hmm, and that's going to maybe take some of the feeder cattle that might have been put on the market earlier. They're going to leave them on the grass pastures.
And what so feeder cattle, I wonder if we get in one more solid day of losses, if that just pushes it over the edge for a while.
Good possibility. Like I say, the shortage of feeder cattle going to the auctions is going to come up as long as they've got good pastures, because they're going to put the weight on just, you know, putting those new feeder cattle on the pasture instead of taking them to the market so soon.
Well, I'm trying to find something bullish.
Well, that's a little bit bullish because there's less feeder cattle supply.
That's right. I'm trying to end the show on an up note for people.
There you go. That's what we need. We need up notes, Dave.
Thank you much, Wayne.
All righty. Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn, 360 and a quarter. Now a half, now a quarter, down 7 3/4. December, 378 1/2, down 7 1/4. July corn, 403, down 6 3/4. July beans, 942 3/4. Now 43 even, down 11 1/2. November's 923, down 12. July soybean meal, 305.30, down 270. July soybean oil, 32.17, down 61. June live cattle, 151.55, down 2 1/2. May feeders, 219.45, they're up 47 1/2. And June lean hogs, 81.70, down 70. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.